I'm just so excited about the new music. That's what I'm excited about.
You're excited about new music for the intro, outro?
I'm excited about new music, period. I'm discovering new music everywhere.
I know. Every time I take you shopping, I take you into some stupid store that you hate, and then you find a song that you like.
I Shazam. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I've got so many things to tell you.
You do?
I saw a wonderful movie. I'm very excited about movies again.
What'd you see?
The Kingsman with Colin Firth and some... You know, he wasn't second. He was Firth.
Is that a real joke?
I thought of that, and I was...
You giggled alone?
Laughed really hard alone, yep. You know, the dogs and I are getting the lady dogs and I are getting the nonverbal communication down.
Oh,
way
yeah?
Way down, yeah. That's all I got to do is do this. And they get in there great.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Even the little fuzzball.
Are those the two stories you text me about this morning?
Yeah, the one I'd rather not talk about at the CVS, my hangout, that happened there. And then, and then the movies. Yeah, I was always going to tell you, see, it wasn't anything big.
Nope, sure wasn't.
And you were busy. You're busy doing mom stuff, so I...
Yeah, you always...
yep.
I remember
perfect
you say,
timing.
Magic hour, is that what you guys used to call it?
Golden hour.
The golden hour.
But that was 4 o'clock. Well, no, it's...
before bed. I think it's...
Well, when they were babies, though, like 7 to 8.
Is when it's the busiest, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what they call it, the golden hour.
Ours is in the morning. That's ours, is when it's the busiest. But we've had 2-hour delays, so... Because it's so cold and all those things.
Yeah, what's up with that, huh? This cold?
A lot. It doesn't bother me.
It's total bullshit.
This is the first time I've left the house since... What's today?
Our guest is here. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
I had to let our guest in. He's going to the bathroom. He'll be with us in a moment.
Did you shut that off while we were...
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Why? What did you say?
Addie and I were talking.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of Addie...
Why don't we talk about that? Because I know what little I know about...
I know I keep saying I don't want to, and then I do, and then I don't.
Well, what little I know about government, I always got civics and physics mixed up for starters.
That'll mess you up.
Totally different. But what I know is the bill is dead for now, but...
Senate Bill 284 is dead.
That doesn't mean that it's not going to come back in some form with incredible public pressure.
Yeah.
I believe in that. Don't you believe in that?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But until then... I got big news, and this is the first you're hearing of this, I think.
First news, go. You're moving to Michigan.
No. Addie and I are leaving for Colorado at the 1st of April.
No kidding. Yep. You're going to move there forever?
No, we're not moving there. We're going to go there, and we're going to check it out.
You're just going to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I don't know what to say to that.
We're road tripping to Colorado. We're not going to stay more than a few weeks, so.
How are we going to do the podcast with you in Colorado?
I just have to call in. Is that okay?
Well, yeah.
You know what? If it's not okay,
no,
I'm not. Yeah.
I'm trying to be facetious about the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to be, you know, fun. Of course, you're going to go to Colorado. Heck
right.
Yeah!
Why the hell? Just to see if it works. What if it doesn't work? What if CBD oil doesn't work for Addie? And
are you driving?
I'm driving.
So
18 hours.
Oh, hang on a second. We've got a cliffhanger now at the start of the show. I like this.
Uh-huh.
And we've got new music. Uh-huh. This is from Bob Schneider's newest album. It's called King Kong, which Jess learned all about last podcast. It was a giant monkey. Rusty rays of light shine down on his face. But Jess, like most people, didn't know that he was a giant monkey in love.
I didn't.
He was just hanging out on the Empire State Building waiting for Faye Ray to come back, and she never did.
And I kept thinking, when we were talking about Godzilla and... Are we going to get out of this shit we're in? Yeah.
It sounds exactly like you.
That's funny. That Godzilla and...
King Kong made a movie together where they fought.
I think I thought they were brothers. I think they were two. I thought they were two gorillas.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to invite... Here's the new intro of the show. Hang on. Are you ready?
You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Let's roll. All right. That's Bob Schneider from King Kong. Let's welcome our guest because I need him to come in and help me. Pete the Planner is here. Hi, Pete. Push your button. Hey.
I'm a radio professional.
There you go, buddy.
I love when that kind of stuff happens.
We're going to talk to Pete about, because people who are organized should have their tax information already and set, probably already at their accountants. Am I right?
Oh, my gosh. You guys hear about all the tax fraud going on right now?
No.
Okay, I'm going to blow your mind. That's first exciting. Of all, I didn't know that about King Kong either, that it was...
you really
didn't?
It's
not a love story?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know it was a love story?
I thought
story?
It was a scary monkey.
I thought it was too.
Oh my God.
And
what
that
do
woman does sound like you in that song.
Yeah, she does
a
little
just
bit.
Just getting up to speed here. So here's what people are doing. Check, people's social security numbers are getting stolen. We know this.
Sure.
Yeah, we do. But now the criminals are geniuses. They're using the social security numbers to file tax returns fraudulently on people and claiming refunds. And then when you, because you are you, use your social security number, your tax returns aren't accepted because it's a double filing.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I need to write something down because I need to.
That's real.
I believe that. That's insane.
I want to go back to that, and I want to talk to you about Anthem and your advice to people with Anthem.
That's interesting.
That's all. But let's go back to, I'm running the show now. It's exciting.
Wow, you're writing stuff down. You look so busy over
Jess
there.
Jess is leaving the podcast, Pete, so maybe
I
you
am
could,
not,
maybe
not leaving
you could,
the podcast. You know what? Pete actually tweeted about this a little bit, that you were not aware of the difference between THC
no
and CBD.
Idea.
Well, if you don't know Godzilla and Fay Wray, that was a love story. How would you not know that Senate Bill 284 and CBD oil is beneficial and does not make you high? So to defend you, I was in the same exact boat.
I don't think I think that you said Senate Bill 284. That's dead. Like
that's
we're just
dead.
Gonna
Let's
have to wait for another.
Forget
one.
About
yeah,
that.
I learned so much. I was shoveling piles of snow, listening to that particular podcast last episode.
Wait a minute, did you say snow?
Yeah.
Okay, snow.
Snow.
Piles of snow.
Piles of snow.
Not shoveling something.
And I was listening to that. I learned more about medical marijuana on your last episode than I even...
I was in the same exact boat.
I was talking about this for weeks, for months probably, and finally Chick looked at me. He goes, I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer here, but sure you want to get Addie high?
Here's how far down the road I was.
Yeah.
I was like, if it stops the seizures and she benefits from it, let's jack her up. Let's get her high.
Yeah,
I was fine with the whole thing.
Because, you know, people are like, I got my medical card. You know, you hear that.
Yeah.
I was playing golf with someone in Las Vegas, a friend of a friend, and he pulls out, you know, the little gentleman's bag of whatever.
Right.
And he's like, it's okay. I have my medical card. And he pulled out this medical card. And so, honestly, that is the extent of my relationship, probably not only with marijuana, but medical marijuana. I was just like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's how it is.
Yeah, well, there's a time where you can just say, and you still can in Colorado, say, I have a headache.
Yeah.
I have a headache. But now that it's recreational, you can go there and you don't have to pay for the doctor's fee. You just can go in and get it.
Yeah, I think the thing about that episode too, we're talking about, like, first of all, no one else is in the room. That episode that neither of you are part
That's
of.
That's the way we normally do it. Yeah.
Okay. As a parent, the thought, like, I would rip the legs off of someone and beat them with their own legs to do whatever I could for my kids.
Oh,
and
my,
so to hear you talk about
especially,
it.
Especially, I don't want to say anything about, you know, ugly kids, but your kids who are adorable and cute and beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course.
And, Ted
wow.
and Molly. Yeah, they're something, huh?
They're going to be doing mornings somewhere, I think, on the radio. They're or have their own entertainment show variety show.
So I have a podcast that starts next week, and I'm having my daughter cut all the disclaimers.
Yes.
So she's
that
five.
That is a great idea.
So she says, instead of consult a financial advisor at the end, she says, she can't talk because she's five, consult a financial advisor, which is just brilliant.
Right.
Yes.
And so I'm totally riding her coattails.
This is like the... If I somehow gained an incredible intelligence about finances and wanted you, I would do exactly what you're doing.
No, it's my podcast finally. So
that makes it so accessible and not scary for most people. You know what I mean? Put the 5-year-old daughter out front. Why not?
Yeah. So the podcast, not to deviate, but the podcast is what I've always wanted to do in finance. It's just an edgy, weird show. It's called the Ask Pete the Planner podcast. One person per episode, and for 30 minutes, we fix everything financial. And that's it. Because a call-in financial show is like, you got 2 minutes to diagnose you,
right.
And I'm going to tell you something. And it sounds horrendous, but by listening to other people's financial things, you can work on your own.
There was a guy on the radio for a long time, and I forget what his name is, but his answer to everything was, do you have an attorney? Do you have a land contract? And he kind of talked like this, too. I don't know what his name
was. I'm going to steal that voice. I like it.
If you're going to buy a home.
Are you sure that wasn't car talk?
No, that was more Brooklyn.
Okay.
And so with the I chose to have Ollie on there.
Yes. Is Ted going to be on?
No, he's working on talks. Working on talking right now.
I was gonna say he's more looks right now.
Yeah, for Ted's a looker. Well, what I did is, so there's a local hip hop radio station in town, and one of their
that we're all in love with.
No, a different one.
No,
the other one.
The original.
The original, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They have a voice talent on there.
Mm-hmm.
This kid is amazing.
Yeah.
It's so over the top, and I had him cut all the drops for my podcast.
No, you didn't.
May I play this?
Yes.
Oh, certainly. Right, yeah. Heck yeah.
If you want to be on this podcast and have Pete fix your money life, then hit us up at PeteThePlanner.com/podcast. You heard me. PeteThePlanner.com/podcast. Log on.
That's my podcast.
Do you know that guy?
I don't know that guy.
He's the best talent that they have.
He's awesome.
He's
incredible.
He's awesome.
Can you imagine if that's your life? Like,
yeah.
Like, the fact that he's the sort of the soundtrack to giving financial advice and people are like, what the hell is going on? It's the best. It makes me so happy, Chick.
Yeah, it makes it fun. And yeah. I wanted to thank you. Did I thank you on the last podcast for reintroducing me to Wu-Tang? I kind of went away from him. And now I play Preservation whenever I can. I love that song.
It is good stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, the kids, I take advantage of my children's talents.
All right.
That's okay. I read Ollie's quotes all the time.
I love the Teds, the daily Teds you put up on Instagram. And you just, every now and then, the caption will just be, ladies.
Ladies. Mm-hmm. He loves ladies. So he's two, but he takes a music class or whatever, and there's a substitute music class teacher.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I haven't seen her. My wife's describing the scene to me. She's probably 25, and she's just cute. My wife said she's cute. And I was like, well, how cute? We want to invite her.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. And she's
speaking
said,
of her bottom.
And when Ted talks about her, he gets nervous and flushed. Oh. And it's like, he loves ladies.
Yes.
You know, that's one of my favorite scenes, and as Jess will tell you, I see most of life through the lens of a movie camera, but one of my favorite scenes in Parenthood is Steve Martin and his kid. What do we say when we see a cute girl? Hubba, 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 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he is a good wingman. Cool. If you ever want to take him out with you,
okay.
He's a magnet. He's a magnet. And I, of course, am the polar opposite of that. I am a, what's the opposite of a magnet? Still a magnet.
It's just flipped around.
But you're on your head, right? Isn't that how the opposite poles?
North pole, south pole.
So do we want to get back to talking about the medical marijuana here in Indiana?
I just thought people would want to know that bill is dead.
So my question is, you're going to go to Colorado April 1st. You're driving.
We're driving.
You're driving. And
The first week of April.
The only thing I know about this is what I've seen on the documentary on CNN called Weed. There's Weed and Weed 2 by Sanjay Gupta.
I gotta watch this stuff.
And you don't have to establish residency anymore? What's the deal with that?
CBD oil.
You don't.
We don't. We don't have to. We don't. Because if you want, that's the thing. That there are some kids that have different conditions outside of epilepsy or seizure disorder that they need the benefits of THC also. So you have to have a ratio of CBD to THC. We don't need that. Or what I would like to try is not THC. And so we are going to go I put my order in at the Stanley brothers are the ones who developed the strain of Charlotte's Web, and that is the most popular and seems to be the most successful form of CBD treatment for children. And I put in my order, and it takes 2 or 3 weeks. I go to the store, the pharmacy, the dispensary, I'm not sure what it's called, and I pick it up, and Addie and I stay in Colorado for 2 weeks and see how it works.
That's really cool. I mean, at what point did you say to yourself, you know, I'm just going to have it shipped here and just deal with it illegally, or is there too much risk in
there? They won't ship it. They absolutely will not ship
it. I could keister it. I'm flying through Colorado. I could keister it.
Hang on a second. I like the term, first of all, I like the term keistering something.
As a verb.
I love that.
As a verb.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah.
Have you seen the documentary? Here's how my mind. Yeah. There's a documentary about drug mules.
Oh, there is?
And there's like some crazy record of how many balloons of heroin you can stick a keister that you can keister.
What's the record?
I don't know, like 80 or something. But this, they're showing the process, and they look like I got a thumb drive, actually. It looks just like it.
He's reaching down into his pants.
It looks kind of like that.
Oh my,
it's like an oval,
80 of those,
like an oval thumb drive. And he swallows them, obviously.
I was going to say swallow, giving, yeah.
And he swallows like 10, and he's like, okay, yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, take a rest. He goes, what? I mean, there's a lot more. So they don't even tell him. But sometimes the balloons burst in their stomach from digestion.
You die, right?
And you die.
So yeah. I'm not going to keister back.
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
No.
So
yeah. So we can use it if we stay in the state, and so we're gonna give it a try. We're gonna see what happens.
And you're schooling the whole way because you homeschool.
I homeschool.
Right?
Yeah. So
how's that? The homeschooling.
It's
you have to learn a lot, right?
Yes.
It's like anything.
There's so many different schools of teaching now. Sure, yeah. There's unteaching, they call it, or unschooling. Yes, where you literally, there's days that I think I do that because I'll go, what do you feel like doing?
Oh, yeah.
And she'll go, because I can tell that it's, even when she's not having physical seizures, that there's a lot of activity in her brain.
Sure.
And so I'll just go, what do you feel like doing? She's like, can we do flashcards? And there's times where we'll spend 30 minutes just doing flashcards. And I'm like, all right, well, we're stimulating her brain. You know, she's attentive, so that's good. There's times I do that, but I have a lesson plan that I try to follow.
Yeah.
I have the Indiana State Standards printed out. And as we master a skill, I check it off and we move on.
Could you ever homeschool? Would you do that? Homeschool? Like you?
Me?
As the teacher?
You know what? That's my secret. We've talked about that on the podcast. I would love to be a teacher of radio and TV somewhere. I think it's the only thing, well, that and being a director of movies, the only thing that kind of excites me like being on the radio does.
That would be the coolest, if you're a high school kid and that actually was reality for you, that would be the greatest thing ever.
I keep telling him if he contacted a local high school around here and said, hey, can I come into your communications class and do a guest lecture? They would lose their minds.
So Carmel High School up in the...
I went out there when the kids were in school there. I think Ellie was the one who asked, my youngest asked me to come out. And Dean and I, our producer, went out and we were there for like an hour or so. And we did have a pretty good time. But that's a gorgeous...
Their facility's better than 99% of any radio studio I've ever gone to.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They got recording studios. And
it's silly.
It looks like this place, actually, only a little better, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not sponsored.
They're not sponsored. No. No, it's not Napa Studios.
Napa Studios. Hey, responsibility you had in helping me get on the big show, the B&T show,
a
month or so ago. If you had anything to do with that, I wanted to thank you.
I had everything to do with it. And no, I don't know. As these things happen, I think Tom said something about you and Jason and I happen to be standing within vicinity of him. And we go, yeah, he's the only thing that you say a name and we'll go, that doesn't normally. I mean, it's just a good guy. Tom was excited you're funny. Yeah. You're quick on your feet.
Tom was really excited that Chick didn't go, because Chick does that with about 99% of the people that he
and
says.
And about 100% of the time, I'm right.
That's a different experience.
To last week. Oh, being on the Bob and Tom show?
Oh, my Lord, Chick.
Mm-hmm. It's intimidating.
During the commercial break, I'm pretty, I can raise to the equation. During the commercial break.
These are always my favorite stories.
I know.
People are so
it's
amazed at what happens.
During the commercial break.
Yeah, always during the commercial
break. This is probably the second commercial break. I'm still settling in, right?
Sure.
Blood pressure is probably a little higher than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Close to stroking out. And Bob, he wasn't there. Tom looks at me and he said,
oh,
you're pretty fair skinned. And I was like, what? excuse me? And he goes,
you know,
you probably need to check for melanoma. And this is off the air.
That's Tom.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, do you check yourself?
Yep.
And I was like,
what do you, I know.
And I was like,
I'm not surprised at all. And I'm so sorry.
I didn't know what to do. And I don't know. I mean, it was so weird.
Here's where Tom and I are after 30 years on the air. And I'll answer this question again on the podcast. Tom and I don't hate each other. We had a meeting a long time ago, and we decided that, although I don't do well with it most of the time, but we decided that we're supposed to disagree because that's funnier. Mm-hmm. If Tom goes, well, you know what the great thing about moon landings are is that they should send children, and I disagree with that, instead of agreeing, it sparks conversation and
makes
it's
sense.
Funny.
I know, but at this point, don't you think that maybe it would be funnier if you agree with him him?
No. I've done that a couple times, but I found out I almost never agree with him. So that's it's really easy.
Huh.
Yeah, okay. but that's the way That's the way Tom is. That doesn't surprise me in one bit, what he said.
He
throws everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was fun. And I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome. It was a pleasure to have you on the air. And I won't say that to everybody who's been on our show. I certainly won't. So where are we? I'm confused here on the podcast.
You're going to Colorado.
I'm going to Colorado.
I'm not keistering a damn thing.
No, we're not. And we've learned the word keister. I like that. Let's spitball this, Pete. Let's say you know a guy who's been divorced 3 times.
All right.
Lives with 2 dogs. Wants to give you just X number of dollars and run with it.
Yep.
And you get back to me. Is this a good idea for this guy? Because this guy doesn't have any retirement. So just make believe this has happened.
His retirement's wrapped up in X, Y.
So if I ask you questions, are you going to give me real answers? Or like, I won't ask you numbers. Okay. But can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can nod me off.
No,
I will not ask numbers. I will not ask numbers.
Okay. How's that? Is that a nod? Is that the nod off?
The only question is, do you have a lot of obligations now in your life financially, or most of those past? Because a divorce means you split your money a while ago.
Other than my daughter's senior year in college.
Yeah.
And personal obligations that I feel stronger about than, well, I don't have any other legal obligations other than my daughter's senior year in college.
Sure. And so you have a house? Or are you renting?
I'm renting.
Okay.
Pretty
so
nice.
You really have, from a month-to-month basis, you have bills. You just have bills.
I got bills. I got a Wi-Fi thing. Yeah. I got Wi-Fi that's crazy. $80 a month for Wi-Fi? Does that seem high to anybody?
Yeah, but you run everything off of your Wi-Fi. Sorry.
It's true.
You could get rid of your dish and a lot of other things.
No, Sunday ticket.
I know.
NFL Sunday ticket. I can't get rid of
that. That's almost like his entertainment budget is his high-speed Wi-Fi and just that kind of stuff.
My TV.
His TV and that. I mean, honestly, you would spend more on that than you would.
Yeah,
gambling?
I think your hope to retirement, honestly, you don't have a lot of obligations. You just don't. You don't have a lot of financial obligations at this point. 20 years ago, think of the expenses you had.
Yeah, that's
overwhelming.
True. Yeah. Well, I've got a couple of car payments. And
sure.
Just normal stuff.
You lease or you buy? What do you do?
I currently lease my car, actually.
Okay, because you like new cars.
Yeah, this is the first lease
it's
I've ever
had. Third one in this year.
This is my first.
In a year. Sorry, not this year.
He just dropped the heroin. Yeah,
there seems to be a text coming in. I thought I turned that off.
On your computer?
No, it says Olbermann suspended.
Keith Olbermann?
Keith Olbermann suspended?
For what?
Uh-oh.
PEDs?
I don't know. Why did that come over my computer?
I don't know, but now you got to read it.
I love breaking news that isn't breaking news. Like the local news app would be like...
You know, the last time this happened during the podcast, Pete, the Malaysian airplane was lost or something.
We were joking about it. And they ended up not being funny at all.
In New York Magazine just came out yesterday, the wild theory that this pilot guy has about it, that it landed in, that was his like big study, and it landed in Russia or Kazakhstan. I don't know. I'm insensitive. I don't know all the countries. And like now I sound like I'm insensitive to that region.
No, you're not.
Uzbekistan or no one knows.
Something's Turkestan is what Tom says.
And they put a tent over the airplane, it's just sitting in a field. It's like this big, legitimate story. And I'm like, wow.
In what magazine?
New Yorker or New York Magazine. Somewhere on the East Coast.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that it's just chilling.
I don't know. Do you believe that? That then they're going to like use it to fly it somewhere? Or do you think it's in the
Why
ocean?
Why would they use? No, it's in the ocean.
I don't know. I've watched a lot of House of Cards and a lot of Scandal. I think everything is.
I love conspiracies.
Do
you watch Scandal?
I'm a gladiator chick.
Son of a gun.
Do you?
Yeah.
I live for Scandal. I thought I had it all figured out this week. I was in the shower Thursday morning and I'm thinking, Scandal's on tonight. It's going to be a good night. And I think, you know, they haven't. She was kidnapped and they had no hide in her hair.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
No hide in her hair of Rowan. So I'm thinking, Rowan's going to come save the day. He's going to be one of the bidders.
Totally.
Never realized it was that guy. Did you see it yet?
Yeah, I forgot about that guy.
I forgot about that guy entirely.
Oh, no, I absolutely did because
did you know
I follow her on Instagram and she posted a picture of the two of them together. And I was like,
son of a gun.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to come back to be a gladiator so
I
bad.
I did too.
And what could he
but
have
you know what?
Going
there were two
Russia?
Things. There were two things that bothered me about
he
this
hit
episode
a plane.
Is that what happened? At what
he
point?
Have a plane and guys. Yeah.
She got a perm at some point, but during her. While she was during her kidnapping, while she was being held hostage,
I know
she
what
got
you're
a
talking
perm.
About. Yeah. No, she just took
that
a shower.
Happened.
Remember, she took a shower, and then the next scene, it was ugly, awful Kerry Washington hair.
When her, I thought that was hot.
Yeah, but then
the fuzzier hair I like.
Oh, I like that.
That
the Erykah Badu style,
not the
but
long.
But then she, but
the long Condoleezza Rice, I don't like
a perm. No, a perm means straight. She got her hair straightened. It's the opposite.
It was after the shower.
Yes, it's.
She looked at him. Said, "Gotta take a shower."
When did she say that?
Right before she came up with the bidding war or whatever.
The saddest moment of my life is I Googled long-stemmed wine glasses because I wanted to buy some so I could drink red wine.
Those are so big. They're
huge.
You
are the wine guy, aren't you?
I am. Like
your wine.
I do like wine, but that's embarrassing to like watch a show and want the glasses. I mean, that is the ultimate and like reevaluate your life.
Okay, did you Google off-white cardigan? Because maybe that, I would have been more concerned about that to go with your big wine glass. Okay.
Yeah, the off-white cardigan. How to remove red wines from couches.
Come from couch.
I am still looking for a shirt that Ben Stiller's dad, Jerry Stiller, wore on The King of Queens.
Really?
You like the shirt that much?
It was just like a bowling shirt?
Well, it's like a khaki. Oh. It was like a khaki large checked sweater with elbow patches.
Yeah.
And I can still, if I ever see that, I'm that way with...
That's really?
Funny. Shirts, jackets, and sweaters.
But also after the gladiator saved her and she didn't know. And
right.
But then she just, my other thing was, she's crazy to get on a helicopter or go anywhere with anyone she doesn't know. I know that sound, but that was my first thought. When she's saying goodbye to him, would you come back and work for us? And she's just going to get on that helicopter. And God knows who those pilots are.
Right. They get on helicopters in that show.
They do.
I would at least check the pilot's sort of CV. It's like, what have you done?
Yeah.
Where have you flown? Have you ever wrecked and died?
There was a point where I was like the daredevil on the Bob and Tom show, and I would be in blimps and hot air balloons.
Would you do that now?
I would not do that now. But I would never get in a helicopter. But I wouldn't do the blimp or the hot air balloon thing now. No way.
I have a friend who's a pilot, like a small-time pilot, whatever they're called. And he's like, hey, go up with me. And I'm like, hey, no way in hell. Like, no, I don't want to be on the second page of the newspaper. Local businessman dies in a plane crash.
The weirdest guy I know is a pilot.
Yeah, right. He's up there doing weird stuff in the air.
Yep. I can't
do
say
I know?
Anymore. Yeah.
Can you write it down? These are my favorite times when you write it down and hold it up.
But then it becomes like when you say you don't want to go with them, then it becomes that you don't trust them. And it's like, well, that's exactly the score.
That's exactly why. What?
Really?
That's him.
All right. Well, there you go.
Would you go?
And now you're going to have to throw away that notepad.
Wow.
Reggie Miller. Who knew?
Reggie is a pilot. Who the heck? So what? Well, this is the worst segue of all time. But how much a month should I put aside?
No, it's okay. So it's just a matter of whatever you make now is probably you will not make that in retirement.
You pay yourself first.
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
All right,
I never pay myself.
Think of your monthly income right now.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
The net take-home pay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now think what percentage of that you actually use right now to live.
See, this is the thing. I am...
Oh, okay.
No, I am the worst at not buying myself something.
You are the worst at not. There's so many names. I'm trying to figure what that means.
I'll buy myself. I shop too much.
Oh, that's a better way to
That's
go.
A lot better way of saying that.
I do not, will not. Cannot, won't.
You don't buy?
No, if he has.
If I have any extra money, I sit around thinking, what can I buy? That's even a better way to put it.
Yeah. So I think the thing is just to keep peeling it off so you don't see it, right?
I mean,
that works, right? If you don't see it, you won't spend it. As the hip hop song goes, get it, spend it.
No, because I went through a transition the beginning of last year where we changed companies. I'm not willing to say how that happened, but the way my paycheck was delivered, it wasn't dispersed any longer.
Yeah.
There were no deductions taken out, and I got it all. And I was like, well, this is no good. So I guess before that, you're right.
Yeah.
Before that moment, I thought, this is just what I get. And
just
there were no deductions, like court-ordered deductions?
Right.
Oh, okay.
There we go. The old court-ordered
deduction.
That's almost over.
It is over.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because that's
on all sides.
On everything. Yeah.
No kidding.
Well, except the college education.
Huh.
It's like getting a raise. The college. The getting off the.
I keep telling her, you know what you should do.
Yeah.
You know, who quit school, moved to New York City, become a waitress. But then as it coming out of my mouth, I'm thinking, that's $2,000 a month in apartment rent.
You're not kidding.
So in New York City, right?
At least.
And where is she going to get that?
Waitressing. Duh.
Yeah, right. Duh. Or she just texts daddy.
Well, she told you that's what she wanted to do 3 years ago, didn't you?
Yes, she did.
Okay. She wants to waitress or go to New York?
She wanted to go to New York and get a job and figure it out.
But
and
now she's...
Everybody said, you're going to college.
Now she's transformed into... No, not everybody. You're 50% right.
Sorry. Her mom.
but now she's... It's advanced enough where she has a girl that wants to go with her now.
Okay.
So once that happens...
Oh, she still wants to go to New York?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I get updates every now and then. You know, I got a new friend, blah, blah, blah. I don't pay attention.
Do you like New York? I don't see you like... I don't know you very well, but I can't see you loving going to New York City.
You know what? There's something about being there. I would live there in a heartbeat.
Okay, me too.
I would love being there.
Yeah. I
just love being there.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. I love it. But
yeah. I've always wanted to write on Saturday Night Live or be on Saturday Night Live.
You could do that.
That's over.
Did you read...
Unless they have the senior tour.
Did you read Norm MacDonald's Twitter feed the other day when he was telling the story about the Eddie Murphy sketch?
I did.
What do you think about
that?
I missed that.
He said that Eddie didn't want to embarrass... There's been this long-standing...
Eddie didn't want to embarrass who?
Bill Cosby. He was supposed to be Cosby during that. And they got Keenan or Kel or whichever one, I forget him. I'm getting mixed up.
Really?
Fat burger.
But they have been, hi, welcome to Good Burger. What's
good
take,
burger,
take your order, please?
Yeah, we said.
There has been a longstanding, it's not a feud, it's a discussion between Richard Pryor when he was alive, Eddie Murphy, and Bill Cosby. And Eddie Murphy told the story or
you
did
would
it
put
stand
Bill Cosby
up.
In the same group as the two of them.
Hang on.
Okay.
So Eddie Murphy called Richard Pryor and said, Richard, and this is Eddie Murphy telling the story. He said, Bill Cosby just called me and sternly corrected me for about 45 minutes about how much I cuss on stage. And I don't know what to do about it. I respect him too much. I don't know what to, and Richard Pryor says, are the people, this is my worst Richard Pryor, but are the people laughing? And Eddie goes, yeah, people are laughing. And Richard Pryor said, fuck Bill Cosby. So
is
he
that
didn't,
true?
That's what Eddie says. It's the truth. So there's always been kind of a nervous detente between, and Eddie did Bill Cosby an imitation of him. But now, of course, I don't think anything about Bill Cosby's funny. So,
well, Eddie's off the funny too. Eddie is allergic to funny right now.
Well, he was on the Academy Awards more than he was on Saturday Night Live. They just shot him in the crowd real quick and that was it.
I thought that was odd.
Yeah,
I don't know. You know what? It was since he had a baby with Scary Spice that the funny just fell out.
She was the
him.
Hottest Spice Girl by far.
Oh, hands down.
Baby Spice.
No,
come
I was
going to
say,
baby.
Yeah.
No.
The chubby blonde one is who
Chick
gravitates
therapist
to.
Spice.
We'd get her to get her hair back to brunette. We'd be all right.
Yeah.
Baby
Sporty.
Spice.
Yeah. Who is Sporty. Scary Spice? Is
Scary Spice. She's still beautiful.
Sporty was with the, she had crooked teeth, right?
Who did?
Sporty? Sporty Spice?
They all had
crooked. I don't know if
they
anybody
are British.
Had. Yeah. I don't know.
Mel B or Mel C?
Mel B was Scary.
Okay.
Pete.
Yeah.
It's not Mel C.
There was two Mels.
Were there two Mels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I think Sporty Spice was Mel C.
I liked that too much.
I did too. I almost went to see the movie.
Well, and then the chicken, what's the chicken movie? Chicken Little.
I'm trying to speak
Chicken Little uses that.
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. That?
Yes. Where, I'm trying, this. You guys, I'm so bad at this. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Who's the guy from, what's the movie you love so much? They're brother and sister, and they're almost always in the same movies together. Jane.
Oh, Gross Point Blank. John
Cusack.
And Joan Cusack. Yeah.
Joan Cusack does the voice, and she sings, tell me what you want, what you really want, and Chicken Little. I'm so sorry.
See, this is the exciting part about this. You never know where you're going to end up. And here we are.
So my daughter Ollie listens to these Kids Bop
sort
of remake
all
albums.
All of them, yeah.
Oh, my God. They first of all, the songs suck.
Yeah.
But they're pop songs, but now there's like Kids Bop 26, so I get to hear some kid sing Lady Gaga songs and just replace and I walk in there, and it's just like it's just a disaster, and it makes me angry. And
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here thinking about I didn't realize this until I started talking about it. Bill Cosby was kind of a something my dad and I had in common. We loved I Spy with Robert Culp, and we watched that when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And then he had a sitcom before, The Cosby Show. He was a phys ed teacher in high school.
Really?
He was Mr. Kincaid or Chet Kincaid or something.
That's
like that.
New
it was
to
on
me.
NBC. It was on NBC too.
So you're a Cosby guy?
Yeah, I was a Cosby guy until now. I mean, if 1% of any of this is true, it's, you know, troubling and awful. And
what are we supposed to do with stuff like
used
that?
Used as celebrity. And
I don't. That's the thing. I am so indifferent about it. And I know maybe because I'm not a victim, I don't know, or I'm not Bill Cosby, but I don't care, and I don't care to hear about it.
Yeah, that's true. But I guess even like NFL players, like the Adrian Peterson thing, like he had his trial and had his issues. But other players, like that Greg Hardy guy with the Panthers, he got off. And, and so, but then his career, like, so in the public interest, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say, well, they said he put a Mickey in her drink. So like, what do you do unless
there's
a trial?
And the Ray Rice thing. I mean, I got really... I'm still kind of puzzled at why I'm still kind of upset about that. And the thing I was the most upset about was...
Well, because there was such a visual component to it.
And there was a visual component of it. And when he hit her, he just stood over her and then dragged her out of the elevator. I mean, if something happens to someone like that and you didn't have anything to do with it, wouldn't you pick her up or hold her or something? That's just...
I don't think if you're the one that punched her, I'm guessing.
So I don't think.
Are you more disappointed in him or her?
I don't know. He spit on her. I don't.
That's so I'm saying. Are you more disappointed in him or her?
I'm more disappointed in him. I mean, I don't. Yeah.
And
I
he
don't
wasn't
care.
Charged, right?
I don't care. I don't care what she did. I don't care.
No, I'm talking about after the fact.
Oh, that she stayed with him?
Yeah.
I don't know the psychology.
Oh, well, no, that's got me a whole new level of angry. I've never understood that, how that, because you know what? My dad was kind of that way with my mom, but
he
was abused and he hung in there as long as he could. And it opened up all kinds of psychotic behavior on my part that, you know, whatever, wherever that is now, I don't know, but. Yeah. You probably grew up in a wonderful kind of a Tom Griswold Leave It to Beaver existence, right?
You're very pale. You should get that. I had a pretty normal-ass childhood.
Carmel? Did you grow up in Carmel?
No, I went to Pike, so West Side.
Pike? West Side?
Grew up in Claremont.
I don't want to judge, but I don't know anybody from the West Side except the football players, and they're just there not even permanently.
I had a really normal childhood. Only when you get older and you become an adult and you realize that you see your parents as a peer kind of, and you start to understand. And my family's fine; everyone's good, but it's still eye opening, no matter what your situation is. And that's for me, like 26 to 28, I was kind of coming to terms with that, even though everything's fine. It messes you up.
Sure.
Even in a normal situation, it'll mess you up. So you can always tell when someone hasn't come to that conclusion yet, like a young 20-something, like, oh, you don't know about your parents yet, do you?
The rough and tumble childhood I'll have, let's call it that. It took me until, I don't know, probably, God, my mom and dad and I, there's just the three of us. So we were just like brother and sister, I mean, because they were 17 and 18 and I was born. So when I was 10, they were 27.
You've grown up together.
Yeah, pretty much. And I had a grudge for a long time. And I like to say I'm over it and it's fine and they did the best they could.
Yeah.
But I kind of, one of these days I'll be able to say it without gritted teeth, I guess. Yeah. They did the best they could.
Well, it just occurs to me all the time as a
parent. But they did.
You don't know what the hell you're doing when you're a parent.
Sure.
You just have no idea. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Even the best parent doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah. Which is, and the only comforting thing is like, well, I guess billions of people have pulled this off. I guess I could.
You know, Letterman had the grit when he goes, I'm scared to death of having this kid because what if I'm somewhere with him and he gets stuck in a revolving door? What do you do? It's just silly, but that's, you know, kind of, I guess you, some sort of superpower comes over and you can lift a car all of a sudden, but.
Yeah,
it is. I think, to make reference to my recent situation, it's always a new normal and you never think.
Well, you told me a long time ago that her seizure.
Every time she has a seizure, I think this is the last one.
That's the last one she's going to have.
It's a phase, and this is over, and this is the last one. And at first I thought, gosh, I'm really not dealing with this. I'm not coping with this well. And then somebody said, well, what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah, is optimism the way to go? Is realism the way to go?
Right.
Pessimism's not the way to go.
Pessimism is not the way to go about
I'm
anything.
I'm always prepared, obviously. Like now, like I said, it's a reflex. It's another sense, you know, when you're waiting, like, okay, let's pay attention. And you just wake up and you're constantly on the ready. But like there's something in my brain too that also says, ah, this is the last one, we're okay.
Which also means you never rest mentally or otherwise.
No. Right? No. I can't. I probably have aged like 10 years in the last 2 years. Yeah.
There are times I'll talk to her and I'll, well, for whatever reason, we're kind of, but I'll talk to her and I'll realize what's going on before she tells me.
Yeah.
Because
you can just hear
she'll
it.
She'll go, yeah. Oh, I'm in full Addy mode right now. And I go, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, so how do you like take time to like relax?
You know, it's just it's probably the same thing that any mom does. I go to Target and I wander around for like 2 hours.
Retail therapy. You see, know? Pete? Retail
Every
therapy.
Time.
No, but I don't even really have to buy anything.
Yeah.
It's just like that wandering around and you eat the popcorn. I know, and it sounds so, it's just like what
that's
everybody
Target's,
else does.
That's, they're putting something in that popcorn.
You think so?
I've never had the Target popcorn. Is it good?
Can we get a picture of this? Put it up on the website. Uh-huh. What my mouth's doing?
You look
what my
really
face is doing.
Disconcerted.
Their Target secret is, think about it.
But Chick likes it. It's the saltiest popcorn you've ever had in your life.
Meijer, Target, Walmart. You're automatically kind of drawn to Target.
Yeah.
And like its shopping Target. Carts, which everybody has.
I love their shopping carts.
Popcorn. There's no popcorn at Meijer. There's no popcorn at Walmart.
I don't like the colors of Meijer. Their corporate colors.
I'm with you. I completely agree.
Well, wait a minute. Red and white? Their Target's red and white.
There's a yellow involved, Chick.
Mm-hmm. There's a yellow dot above the I. Or the J. I can't remember.
The J is just an imposter. It shouldn't be around.
That's true. It should be M-E-Y-E-R. Let's
the guy
all face
needs
it.
To change his name.
And know. Walmart, of course, is...
Well,
that's a whole different...
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Target, now talk about a SIGU. Target. You're welcome. So Target, right, had all the data breaches, right? You know, you wanted to talk about the Anthem data breach?
Yeah. Yes, they did.
I have, and I have Anthem,
right.
And I haven't done anything, and I know I should. We'll talk about that. But when the Target thing happened, I didn't even charge anything there, but Chase called me and said, we're taking your card anyway. We're going to send you a different one. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Happened to me too.
Yep, me too.
I was part of the Home Depot breach too.
Oh, wow.
So I'm Mr. Magnetic Breach Guy.
That's what you get for me having all that money to throw around.
I need to buy furnace filters. So what happened is they give you a new card. You just said it, right?
Yep.
They give you a new card and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. It's done. And we just all make jokes about it. The Anthem thing.
Mm-mm.
Compromises you until the day you die, no matter what.
Oh my God.
I'm not messing around. Like, it is the worst thing to ever happen from a data breach standpoint.
So what was the word? The social security numbers? Is that? So,
yeah. The skeleton key to your identity is your social security number, your date of birth, which don't change.
And your
you
mother's maiden name.
Yeah. Those sorts of things. Your address, right? So the challenge is, you know, Anthem say, well, we'll give you identity protection for 2 years. Great. I'll sit on the data for 2 years and then I'll steal your identity every 5 years until you're 95 and then I'll give you a break. I mean, that's basically what the thieves, once they have the data, they can always use it.
This is like an action movie.
I think this is a setup for the Mark of the Beast. I mean, this is what's going to talk people into getting the... No.
You know, Tim Wilson, legendary kid, Tim Wilson, with us right now in a lot of ways, he always said he never had a credit card. He didn't want to put anything in his a number down. I don't know if he had a Social Security card. He must have because he piled sod at that one country club for the summer when he was 16 or 17. But are we doing it wrong? Maybe we shouldn't have. Well, what do you do if you're
So
wait a minute. No, I'm not speaking. What do I do, Pete? I'm an Anthem guy, and I haven't done anything.
So am I. So here's what you do. You freeze your credit.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there is a...
It's freezing your credit is not what you think it is.
There's this great show on Adult Swim, which is on comedy. It's on Cartoon Network, like late at night, like midnight. And there's a show called Newsreaders, where it's a 60 Minutes kind of... on its head.
Sure.
It's what you might expect. It's like they had, they did an expose at a doctor's office where he was treating jellyfish stings with his urine. And that was the big,
right.
You know, and okay. It's like, you can't do that. And he goes, what are you talking about? This really doesn't. And of course, the reporter's like, it's been proven it really doesn't even help urinating on it. Says you know, stuff like that. So anyway, but one of their other stories was identity theft, and this guy stole another guy's identity, but the guy who had his identity stolen had horrible credit, and the thief had to take all of his bills and stuff. So he was responsible for his car and everything, and it was just killing him.
That's
and
hilarious.
He was trying to give his identity back, but the guy wouldn't take it because he'd started a whole new life. And so that's probably maybe that might happen to me.
Well, freezing your credit basically doesn't allow anyone to open credit in your name. And so
even me.
Even you, until you unfreeze it. And so what you do, let's say you're going to go get another car lease next week.
Okay. All right. Dive right in.
Okay. So let's say you're going to do that. What you would do is 3 to 5 days before you go back in and unfreeze your credit online. It'll allow you to apply for that lease. And then when the lease is closed, you refreeze your credit. So, okay, here's a metaphor, because sometimes speaking of metaphors, a noise there.
What if you've been divorced 3 times and your credit isn't all that great?
Doesn't matter.
To start with.
You should freeze it.
You should freeze it.
Okay, when you freeze your credit, it does not affect what you have going on now. It just prevents new lines from being opened. It's not a negative thing. Let's say you have an American Express card right now. It doesn't change your access to it. It just means new lines can't be opened.
Who do I call to freeze my credit? The credit freezer guy?
The credit bureaus, the 3 credit bureaus. I have a link on my site to do it.
The credit freezer guys. So, yes.
I will send you a link.
I only talk that way so other people can relate. Mm-hmm. You know.
Two guys in a credit freezer.
Can I put on my tinfoil conspiracy theorist hat for a second?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I want to talk about the credit bureaus. And this is some NSA level BS.
Right? All right. I like it.
All right. So
I've always thought this, Pete.
Okay. Well, I'm going to
believe everything you're going to say.
I'm going to ask you right now, Mr.
All right.
Chip McGee.
Yep.
You tell me.
Yeah.
Who are the credit bureaus?
Well, there's Equifax. I know them. I know they're just company. TRW jumps into my head.
TransUnion.
TransUnion, Equifax.
And Experian. Yep. You got them.
That's it.
But what are they?
They are a consortium.
They're companies. It's not government, is it?
They're for-profit companies. So here you go. Experian is based in Dublin, Ireland.
Wait a minute. So when you try to go buy a car and he goes, look, I don't know what we're going to do about this monthly payment. Let's check your credit first. Yeah. So they have to pay Experian to have access to those numbers.
Our credit reports are gathered generally without our permission. And then the data is sold for profit. And then we're sold fraud protection to prevent people from taking our information. And it's a crazy thing. Goldman Sachs, who many feel is a corporate something.
Uh-huh.
Owns TransUnion. Experian's been up 400% in the stock market since March of 2009. And Equifax has been up over 300% because our data is constantly sold to marketing companies. And here's the worst part. If you suck or your credit sucks,
right?
Certain companies want to find people like you that suck. And so they pay a premium for people that suck because they know they'll buy stuff. So your data is sold to people because you suck, and then that's taken advantage of. It's like if you had an eating problem.
Oh, my God.
And so someone knew you had a Twinkie issue,
mm-hmm.
and so Twinkie bought that information. That's legit. This is not tinfoil hat. That's what happens.
Oh, my God.
And we all pander to it, right? We're all like, what's your credit score?
When I was in college, they had booths set up, tables set up all over campus.
For credit cards,
You apply for a credit card. I told my dad, hey, I applied for a credit card. And he's like, stop. He's like, do you know that this messes up your credit every time you apply? And I was like, oh, I don't know, but I got this free pen and a new basketball goal I could put on the back of my door. Like, shit like that. That's what they gave you.
That sounds cool, especially the pen part.
Yeah.
I like pens.
No.
The Visa pen?
No, but I had no idea. And I was just like, oh, I was like, yeah, this is cool.
But it's weird.
Crazy.
So again, the data breach, all of this comes back to, chick, if you're at the Gap buying a t-shirt and they say, well, what's your phone number? And you're just I'm like, I'd like to buy this crew neck tee.
Oh, he loses his mind.
Remind me about it. Go ahead.
No. It's the point is, it's like, it's just data.
I have actually said, someone has told me, would you like to apply for whatever? And I go,
mm-mm.
Look, I just like
no,
to
it was
buy
actually
this.
A, it was
Where
like
was
it was
that?
Like a fresh idea card or something. It wasn't even yeah. anything
I
of
like
significance.
Grocery store.
Can I?
Yeah,
just,
it was
can
something
I just
like that.
Buy this
yeah.
and leave the store.
Oh, and of course, and he didn't. But with, when he says, "Can I just buy this and leave the store?" It's not like that.
This happened
I
to
feel
me.
That way.
They
I
take it so personally.
This wow. happened to me at the Marsh on Sunday. I was buying some marshmallows and
I
graham crackers. We were going to have some s'mores.
You should have Ted
Academy
over.
Award.
He loves those.
So the guy checking me out, the cashier goes, says, first of all, he says, do you want your milk in a bag? And I'll go, no, I'll put that in the cart. You know, and what's my joke? It's my first day. I'm sorry. I don't really know what how to work here at Marsh. And then he goes, do you want marshmallows in a bag with the bread? And I go,
and that's exactly the face you made, and totally
and go,
just set it off.
And I said, you know what? Everything you see, just put it in a bag. Well, I mean, what is my answer to that?
Could you have them separate, and then
no, you put. I'm getting some knives and bowling balls. Put the marshmallows in the bottom.
Marshmallows. Marsh is infamous for giving you as many. They would put one item in a bag at yeah. a time if they could.
The bag people love that.
I don't know what.
I don't
bag,
know what
how
it
much
is.
They pay for the bags.
Oh, I know. No, it's, oh my gosh.
So when you give them your phone number or when you give them your email address when you're checking out, that's then linked to your debit or credit card number through the transaction. So they're building this profile around you. So when they are compromised, now thieves have so much data on you because you just tell them your email address because you want the 20% coupon, but you've compromised yourself mm-hmm. because you keep adding to your data file with each store. And we've gotten so used to it. And I've lost my gourd over this in the last month. I've become that crazy guy that pees on jellyfish stings.
Is this the Anthem situation, right?
Yeah. And so, look, I don't blame Anthem for getting hacked. I certainly don't. It's just reality.
It's just something. I get the feeling, and I'm listening to you, and I get the feeling that this might be the start, the tip of the iceberg.
She's singing. Sorry.
She's lovely.
She's the best. No, this Anthem thing, I mean,
total tip of the iceberg.
If somebody like there was a movie recently with the guy who plays Thor, I forget his name. Let's just leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And, he was, some super hacker and another hacker had gotten all over the planet's information and he was going to ruin her. That can happen, right?
Yeah. And it's going to get worse. It can't get better.
No.
Okay, does anything get better?
No.
Ozone, whatever. Nothing gets better.
It would appear not.
You know, here's the thing. So 80 million people are potentially affected here. And Anthem.
Oh, my gosh.
80 million with Anthem.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that high.
80 million.
Oh, my God.
And so because of U.S. postal law, a company can only send out 2 million pieces of mail a day. So they're now mailing. They started last week, earlier this week. It's going to take 40 business days to notify anyone who's potentially involved.
Hang on a second. You just blew my mind.
Have you been notified?
No.
Have you?
No, well, I've by email, but I haven't got the letter that says I'm potentially affected. But you're an Anthem customer, I think, post 2004. Correct me if I'm wrong. 2004, 2006. Then you're probably part of the 80 million.
Probably,
but that doesn't mean that your stuff was stolen. It's just it's the pool of what could have been stolen, and there's lots of hedging. Lots of I don't want to get sued. It's weird.
So when a hacker gets this information, do they just sell it?
The answer, I believe, is yes, because I don't think a hacker uses it. They're not the end user of the data.
Right.
They're a pass through.
They're an in between. You know? Right.
But I can't say that with authority. I watched the movie.
I always wondered because on my Discover card, it now, and I've seen it in promotions, they give you your credit score on every statement.
They want to do that because they want to encourage you to spend more to improve your credit score.
Right.
It's the gamification of data.
Yeah.
Tinfoil hat, baby.
I just always assumed.
Gamification of data.
I thought that, like,
that's my garage
Discover.
Band.
Oh, that's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, gamification of data. Let's rock. Are you ready to rock?
I had a friend. Can I go off on this? I had a friend in high school who was in a punk rock band.
Right.
And he used to get on stage and between songs would read Langston Hughes poetry. And it was the greatest.
Because why?
Because it was just irreverent and it was. It was amazing. It was so douchey. And I love him. And I still love him in a good way. And it was the most awkward high school experience. And it was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. I would like to have seen that.
Oh, it's punk rock kids. They're all straight edge, you know. And they were like, Langston Hughes. And then they just like read about black struggle. And it was so great. And we're all like in a suburb, right?
On the west side of Indianapolis.
Yeah, yeah. And we're like, ah, this four car garage is tight. It's like, this isn't roomy. Move your golf cart.
All right. So what do I do again to freeze my credit?
Freeze your credit.
You're more upset about the mail situation. I could tell 40, when you said that.
How about that? 40 days because of the U.S. Postal.
You can't send out, you can't notify everybody right away. Why can't you email them? Or no, maybe that's probably legally you have to send them a physical piece of mail.
You
probably
do. I did get an email and that said I'm potentially part of it, but did a lot of people don't have email addresses.
Mm-mm.
And people are afraid to click it too.
But I mean, this is the first,
that's probably true.
Lucky me, the beginning of, what I keep forgetting what year it is, 14. Last year was the first year I was with Anthem.
Yeah.
Before that, it was, I forget, somebody else.
And some people are concerned that their medical data is going to get stolen. I'm like, I'm, you know what, I'll be, give, I ain't two shits about that. I mean, honestly, you have male pattern baldness, lose some weight, thanks doc, and now everyone's gonna know, right? Like, I
told
it.
You look
you
at
know
this.
What when yeah. I thought that, I thought it was probably just you know, maybe I, my first thought was HIV patients.
Yeah, that's
not wanting,
I have no perspective on that. That's yeah. probably a fair concern.
Yeah.
Mm. Right, but I mean, is anyone black market trading HIV patient information?
God,
I don't,
you'd
know
hope not.
So wait a minute, how do I, who do I call to freeze my credit? The credit bureaus?
But you can,
just
but
told
there's
me those, they're bad.
Well, they're not necessarily bad. Here's what I get. I will send you a link. There's a link on my blog that goes direct to you and you can freeze it. Oh, I have important things to say about this.
Okay.
When you do it,
yeah,
you have to make sure you write down your PIN number that you're given online.
Oh, God. You're, he's already screwed.
Or if you call, you have to write down a PIN number. If you don't, then unfreezing your credit becomes difficult because you don't have the PIN number. It's the only mm-hmm. thing that separates you from the criminal is the
it's
PIN.
It's like
number.
Trying to, it's like forgetting your FAFSA PIN.
Oh.
That will wreck your world. Do my you know what? How many times I did that?
My what PIN?
FAFSA.
Yeah.
Free application for student aid.
Oh.
Right. And
yeah,
I think
I'm
that's
not the
I think
one
that's
who forgets
what the,
numbers all
I
the time.
I think that
lady.
Was the PIN. Isn't that the PIN? Or maybe it's the PIN you get when you get financial aid, their financial aid PIN or whatever.
You don't get to choose your PIN when you freeze your credit reports. So they just generate a PIN. It's a 10 or 12 digit. So there you go. So sorry to depress you, but someone is going to steal your identity.
You know what? I had my identity stolen once.
What'd they do with it?
They took out 9 Sprint phone. They put 9.
Oh. But burners?
Yes. I don't know. But
the wire?
It turns out.
Oh, yeah. The Wire.
Best show of all time. Best 60 hours ever put on film.
I'm going to say it's top 5. Mm. Have you seen Sherlock yet?
I like it, but I fall asleep because it's too long and their British accents soothe me like it's a Calgon bath.
I like it.
You know, like, and so I'm just like, and I've been drinking.
But I
long
want
stem
you
glasses.
To agree oh, with everything I'm saying. That's the way
I thought beforehand
works.
We agreed that I would take the opposite
no, the
approach
wire,
to you for comedy.
The Wire, I like The Wire so much because the first 2 or 3 episodes, it's almost like watching Shakespeare because they have a definite way of speaking
yeah.
and cadence and rhythm. And once you get that, it's fantastic.
I like Sherlock. I like Wire. Like,
6 Feet Under?
Haven't started that one.
I can't talk to you anymore, Pete.
See you guys.
I've never seen it before either. It's okay.
She saw the finale.
Yeah.
You ever
yeah.
watch Weeds? Did you watch The Weeds?
I didn't. No, but I have a lot of friends who loved that.
Did you see The Weeds?
I haven't seen The Weeds. I saw the first first season of The Weeds.
It was good. It was good. It went too long, right? It's one of those that went too long. It's
yeah.
good, though. And it made me feel hip because I was learning about pot culture.
Mm.
I'm really lame. I don't know anything.
And we're right back to the start where Jess is quitting the podcast.
I'm
and
not quitting.
Moving to
I'm just
Colorado.
Gonna be. I'm just going to have to call in for
here's what
two
you gotta
episodes.
Do. You gotta start like in John Denver.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And one more season of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Addie said she's going to wear a Broncos jersey to the doctor when we get there. So.
Yeah, that'll work.
So what is that going to entail? Have you contacted the doctor yet? Or
you don't have to contact a doctor. That's the thing. It's the CBD. When there's no THC in the state
you
of
just
Colorado,
show up.
Like
I order
CBD.
It. Yeah. I order it, and I make sure it's there. You can only buy 4 bottles at a time. I'm obviously not going to buy 4 bottles, because what if it doesn't work?
What does it cost?
$250 for $250 for 10 milliliters.
Oh my God. Now it's all sort of
I'm off
British.
On my metric.
No,
back to Sherlock.
It comes in like an eye. It's a brown bottle.
The wire had the metric bottle, working with the 9mm.
And it's about this big, and it has an eyedropper, and you take 3 drops under your tongue.
Maybe we should talk about this in another episode. I'm confused now.
Seems very scientific.
So what's to stop someone driving to Colorado for their child, getting the oil for a month, and then driving home wherever they live?
Yeah.
I think the police, that's what stops you.
How can a policeman stop you? Well, are you're helping
child? I'm going to ask you to cut this part out. Sorry, Pete. Yeah, okay. Because what if that's what I have to do?
Okay.
So can we not?
I don't know why I haven't had a pad before.
If we're cutting penis teeth, I cut that too, please.
Marijuana.
Sorry.
This part right here. No, just from right now. No, it's fine. I understand.
You understand my concern?
I understand your concern, but I was trying to be as legal and as... Because, are you kidding me? You think they're going to stop me from driving it back here if it works?
Yeah.
No.
You're more of an adult than I think I'll ever be.
That's not true at all, Pete.
No, I'm a nerd.
Here's something else I want. What? You saying that reignited a thought. Let's forget what I do for a living.
Sure.
And it's not that I don't make a living where I can't pay taxes and have a car and somewhere warm to sleep. But what I do for a living is not adult at all. I mean, there's no way you could call that.
I hate when you say this because what you do for a living, it makes you one of the best, most talented actors ever. That's what it makes you.
Yeah, that's true.
Because everybody who knows you and knows you off the air and on the air and off the air.
It's like two people.
Exactly.
Or three, maybe. We're up to
three
now.
Don't we both bring peace to people, though?
Oh my gosh, yes.
You and I both, Jack.
Are we going to be on your podcast? Jess and I, we could talk?
No, because you have to talk about your financials.
You have to disclose. We change everyone's names, and I give them silly names. You are Fritz.
Do you change their voice too?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yes, I have a problem.
Like in
with
Serial?
My...
Did you listen to Serial?
But the ransom.
I listened to Serial, and
were you so disappointed?
Totally. It's like the movie Vanilla Sky. You get to the end, they're like, "It wasn't real."
Son of a. Yeah. Tom and I just had this because I say the same thing about Boyhood.
I haven't seen it yet.
No. I don't.
Is that what happens?
Did you see Boyhood?
I saw Boyhood, and I don't feel the way you do at all about it.
You loved it.
No, I didn't say I loved it. It was very relatable for someone who grew up the way I did.
Oh. They're hiding behind it's the celebration of ordinary. It's how extraordinary the ordinary can be.
Did you see St. Vincent?
Yes.
I haven't seen St. Vincent.
You haven't?
Loved that movie.
Loved it.
Bill Murray got jobbed with the Academy Awards.
I agree.
I'm going to go watch it tonight. I've got it on my $500 a month television.
You know what I messed up and just watched?
Rent-A-Center sort of situation?
Yes. I watched First Do No Harm.
What? Okay? What is that?
So all of this research that
I've
been
doing.
Did
you watch it off YouTube?
Yes. It was a made for TV movie with Meryl Streep, and it tells the story
and
of
Fred
this
Ward.
What's her name? Janney?
Allison Janney.
The story is this little boy is epileptic, and they're basically giving him all of these medications that are making him a zombie, or they make him act out, or they completely change his personality, and It's a really big story on how the parent must be the child advocate. You have to be an advocate for your child or they're going to drug your child.
Maybe that's what I sensed in the last podcast, honestly, when I was listening to it shoveling my snow. Mm-hmm. That's what I think was so heartfelt because it was totally hearing a parent like me. You just were like, that's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing. And I think that's what was so powerful about the whole idea.
Well, no, there's a point where, and I you know, Addie's not my daughter, obviously, but if when my daughter was that age and I could have felt the way I do about children now, not the way I felt when she was that age. But my point is, I can't imagine, because you get to a point where you're an adult and there's a doctor looking all doctor-like with the clipboard. Well, here's what we need to do for her. And every spider sense you have about parenting is going off in your brain going, this.
Well, that was one of the biggest mistakes I made. I took my dad with me to an appointment because it was actually an appointment about the ketogenic diet. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I feel like I need another set of ears in there. This is a lot of information.
That's smart. It seems smart.
Yeah.
Was it not?
No, well, the thing is that so my dad, this is the first appointment my dad's been to. This is the 100th appointment that I've been to. So I'm like, well, what about this and this and this and this? So we leave and my dad grabs me and he says, don't insult a doctor. Don't.
See,
and I'm just like,
that's classic thinking, right?
No, it is classic thinking. And I do. I appreciate that. And so before I say something like that, now I appreciate the fact that you were in school for years and you have the medical degree. I see it. I get it. My daughter is depressed. She is depressed. She's angry. She's aggressive. She smacks. She's a completely different child. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try acupuncture. I'm going to see a DO. We're going to do a slew of other things to treat this. But right now, Addie is not treated with a benzo, which is it's in the Valium family. It's an opiate that just makes her a zombie.
Yeah.
She's off it, and I have my daughter back. I have my daughter back. And she's had a few seizures, not what it was.
Right.
And with her type of epilepsy, her diagnosis, the gray matter heterotopia that she was born with, there's so many kids. I mean, this is so rare that they really can't even group that 3% in her condition in that 3%. So, and I don't know.
Man.
I don't know, but there.
And couple all that with what she just said, couple that with there's something that. And I watched both documentaries, and that's how I learned. And we don't have all the information on CBD, and we don't have up till the 25-year-old brain and what it does and all that stuff. But there's enough, for me, there's enough information that you've got to at least give it a good shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's something out there that would help your kid not drown, for lack of a better term, wouldn't you do it? Of course you would.
Do anything in your power.
But lawmakers and whoever, no, you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Well, this oxygen, we don't know enough about oxygen. You can't give them oxygen.
Like I said before, my senator, Mike Kreider, emailed me back and said, I've been under the impression that this is a gateway drug.
My senator blocked me on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah. He's the crazy one that started the whole you can't get married when you're gay thing.
Yes. The caramel guy?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. That's where I live. And so he blocked me on Twitter.
Oh,
because,
no.
You know, I'm only a voice of
reason.
Hundreds of thousands
of people.
It is. But you know what he said? He goes, that's the impression I'm under, but I would like to learn more. I want to know your story. And this was prior to the bill dying, but.
You know what, though? But that's what life is.
I mean, appreciated that response, really.
It's, I mean, we can't even get Sunday sales passed, which is really not a concern.
No.
I felt so
completely
horrible.
Different.
I was at my teeny tiny little Walmart grocery
store. You walked
store.
Up with liquor on Sunday.
No, there was the most wonderful, happy, full-grown adult male walking through Walmart.
Full-grown adult
with,
male.
With this...
case of beer.
Huge case of beer. It's Sunday at 2 o'clock. And he walks up to me and he goes, let me ask you a question. Can I buy beer on Sunday? And I go, no, we got a plan a little bit farther ahead to here in Indiana. That he goes, damn. And he goes, puts the beer back. And it was just.
Why do I know the ethnicity of the person that you.
He was a beautiful black man. And we talked a little bit about Muddy Waters and Langston Hughes and
Ollie and
Roberta
I,
Flack. And then
we'll be at Trader Joe's on Sunday. My daughter, Ollie, will be walking.
She'll just, want a beer.
No, she'll just say, Dad, you can't buy wine today. And I'm like, and she'll say it loud enough because she's a ham. Loud enough so people hear it.
Yep.
And then I get like Child Protective Services call on me. And I'm like, look, you know, she gots to learn. She's got to learn. It tastes like strawberries. And
it tastes
what
like
did she say
it's
that
a strawberry hug.
I laughed so hard. Oh, she heard sirens and she said, either there's an emergency or a parade.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Her best quote of all time is, anything's a puppet if you stick your hand in its hole. I was laughing for like an hour and a half. I was like, she's got a point. Does she not have a point?
Oh my God.
Because she had like a pillow and she just stuck her hand in like the pillowcase hole. And I was like, Ollie, that's a pillow. And she goes, anything's a puppet if you stick your hand in its hole. And I was like, Honey.
Sure is.
But you know what? She said some things, too, that are just like, I mean, really, like, wow. She came up with that? I wish I could remember. But there were a few things that I was like, oh, my God. And I read it out loud, and I was like, a five-year-old said that.
She, our theory on parenting, everyone has their talk to your kids like they're adults. I mean, don't cuss at them, but we don't, that. We're just hey,
you're getting a great job, Timmy.
Yeah. I agree. There is definitely a time for that mother ease that mothers do, like when a child is sick or needs comforted for a reason. But to speak like that all the time is.
Sometimes I step in mom style, offer them a teat. I'm like, here.
Teat.
Well.
We have.
That isn't an exit sentence. I don't know
what
is.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I took it too far.
You guys are doing that. It's awesome because she seems very intelligent and both of them seem very well adjusted.
You guys are
good luck.
Now you make me feel like my wife does all the good stuff.
No.
I just get them in trouble and then my wife winds them back down.
No, so you're the one that gives them the sense of humor.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we have. This probably isn't something you want to introduce at your house, but I. Addie has been known to hear a curse word now and then and repeat it. Yeah. And so instead of freaking out about it, I just said, that's a house word. That's a word we say at home.
All right, Pete, you're starting a podcast next week.
Ask Pete the Planner podcast. Ollie voices it. The gentleman from the hip hop station voices it.
Incredible.
What is his name? Do you know?
B. Swift.
B. Swift.
His name's Bobby.
Thank you. B. Swift.
But he goes by B. Swift. And I wrote him a thank you because I'm.
You're that way, yeah.
And I wrote him a thank you and I wrote. Dear B. Like, I didn't know.
What do you do?
I was like,
Mr. Swift.
I don't.
Yeah.
Senior Swift. I didn't know what to do.
Senior Swift.
But the show starts every Tuesday. It's released, and it's one person's life at a time, and it is crazy. And
we're Tuesdays, too.
Yeah.
Most Tuesdays.
We try.
I
missed
Do you
want
to agree?
Week.
Do you want to talk about
week.
That? You
I missed one week last week. We had it on a Wednesday, and I think this week's might be Wednesday.
No, it won't be.
I'm going to try to get it out today, but.
When I travel a lot, when I'm on the road and I want to like relax and think about home, I listen to you guys' podcasts.
You do?
I really do. It just recenters you because it's just comfortable. It's like a conversation that you're a part of.
We're like a big old sweater.
You are.
Mm-hmm. We're like upscale loungewear.
Mm-hmm. Love the Garland episode.
Oh,
that guy. I loved him so much.
I had somebody in my family the other day. They're like, do you watch the Goldbergs? And I was like, fuck no.
We're rewatching Curb right now.
Yeah.
And I can't see it the same now.
You can't really?
Can't see it. And I love the show, but now because of that, it's not what it needs to be. If you haven't listened to the Jeff Garland episode, what number is it?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. But this is our 130th episode. So we've had hundreds of
I couldn't believe you were on a year ago.
Really? Is that?
Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah. That was a year ago?
It was a year ago.
That felt like 6 months ago.
I know. Like,
I know.
So
it's crazy.
I've gained weight.
We had Mark Maron on this podcast. We had Jim Gaffigan. We had Stephen Lynch. We had Pete the Planner. This is you're
don't
a two-timer.
Don't put me in their category.
We had all kinds
of Patty Mac one from a couple weeks ago was solid.
Who? Pat Mac. Yeah.
Patty who?
That sounds like a special at McDonald's.
No, when you heard Pat, heard Pat...
Pat Godwin.
Pat Godwin.
And Pat
yeah.
Godwin was Patty G. And that
Patty
was
Patty G. Yeah,
that was probably. It must have been 2 years ago.
Oh
now,
my gosh,
probably.
We'll be 2 years old or 3 years old.
3 years old in
July.
End of July. PeteThePlanner.com. Is that where I get the podcast?
Si, senor. That's Spanish.
Let's talk about those stereotypes.
No, we weren't doing anything.
Landscaping jumps to mind. All right, that may be true. I don't know. Oh, see, we can't play this at the end.
Yeah, we're getting ready to go.
Are you ready?
Oh, we're going. Let's roll out of here.
We're going to roll out.
Okay, this is Bob Schneider, by the way. And if you get a chance, on a personal note, go see The Kingsman with Colin Firth. It's an amazing movie. I loved it.
Everything we talked about, and that's what you're telling people to do.
I don't want to leave them all depressed about money and children. And you know, Pete, Colin Firth was the Firth person they wanted in the movie. Not the second. It was the first. You ready?
I'm ready. You ready? Let's roll.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. Tell 12 friends, will you? And we'll see you next time. You ready? Good night, everybody!
plastic gas cap and tuck up on the sunset strip. Straight cold from an old flip lit cigarette. No joke when the shit lit. Crazy Schwarzenegger movie crib keeper shit. Got to go to sweat out.